you know about this legacy. Yeah. Wednesday night, tuned in to this legacy. Yeah. Mark and Will locked in on this legacy. Yeah. Mel and PIP's in on this legacy. Yeah. Let's go. What you know about this legacy? Yeah. Wednesday night, tuned in to this legacy. Yeah. Mark and Will locked in on this legacy. Yeah. Get your popcorn, I know you need this medicine. Yeah. Let's go.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another great episode of Legacy, where this show was strictly about mail and PRP talk. And of course, you got your favorite two hosts of the most, Mark and Will. What's up, my brother?
What's going on with you, man? How you doing on this glorious Monday?
Absolutely good. I'm good. Off day two, I'm good.
I know you are, man. I'll be rubbing it in, man.
That was your day, brother.
It's good. But look, let me ask you this real quick. Because you normally, you know, y'all getting a couple of days off on Thursday, Friday?
I don't go back to Friday.
Okay, cool. So you got a little extra turkey.
Little four days.
Little extra turkey, you know what I'm saying? That's good, bro, that's good. You know, that's all good, man. Yes, sir. I'm glad you're able to, you know, relax and do what you got to do. I mean, I know you're not relaxing. I mean, you guys are getting to know Mark and not relaxing. I mean, I'm telling the truth. Hey, guys, you know what? If you hear that legacy, you know something's up, right? You know it's something up. That means it's either a male or a PRP person coming on. And we got a Johnson tonight. Hey, it's basketball in the air. Right? Yes, so, Mr. Basketball Candidate is going to be on the show tonight. Big time, yes, right? That's always good, man. Hey, that made my day, bro. For real.
Love it.
So, you know, without further ado, let's go on and get into this interview because we got a lot of stuff we got to cover. Even after Keith is on here, hey, we're going to take care of business like always.
Absolutely.
What's going on, Keith? We got Keith Robinson, PRP class of 23, basketball standout. I'm going to say star, superstar. That's what I should have put on. Superstar. How you doing, Keith?
Good, how are y'all?
Doing fine, man. Hey, Monday got better. Normally, Mondays is kind of a little slow. We getting, you know, getting caught back up with the weekend and stuff. But, hey, man, we decided to hit them with a banger. Keith Robinson in the building. For real. So, let's go on and dive into it. So, being that you had a great year, and I don't know if people don't realize that they slept, man, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So, after let's get into what you did in the off season. You know, AAU ball, that kind of stuff like that. What does Keith and what did Keith Robinson do to work on his game heading into this season that's coming up, which is right here in front of us?
Well, you know, I mean, nothing really changes year-round. I try to stay in the gym every day, at least once a day, you know. If I have practice that day, I try to get in again, either that's with lifting or if that's just getting in skill work another day. Throughout the summer, I played with Quinn Anvils. One of the highlights of the summer was we went out to Las Vegas, won a big tournament out there, played against a lot of great teams, played against Scottie Pippen's son, got to meet him. It was a great experience. It was a great time. You know, I played with two of my teammates, Malachi Hamilton and Greg Cole, two great players. You know, and it would be blasphemous of me to not mention Z, you know.
Yes, sir. Me and him,
we had a great summer. We had a winning summer, to say the least, too. Ended it with a great highlight, too, though. So, but the one thing that really helped me get better throughout the season is that my teammates helped me. Like, they pushed me throughout the season, too. So, but that's basically all I've been up to during the offseason.
Keith, you done knocked out 20 questions, man. We're done. Interview's over. Interview's over. Keith has left the building, y'all. Nah, I'm playing, Keith. Nah, you good. I love it. So, like I said, you balled out of control. You did your thing, right? So, what were some of the things that you, like, identify yourself, you know what I'm saying, that you had to work on?
Definitely my ball handling. like, it was okay. But, I mean, me being how tall I am and me wanting to go to the next division, I'm not going to be a big, and I know that. So the ball handling is definitely something I'm going to have to get better at as the year goes on because, you know, I'm still not satisfied with how my ball handling is right now. That and then probably more of my shot. Like, yeah, I can shoot, but, I mean, I would love – everybody can shoot better.
Right.
So as long as I can keep working and pushing myself to get better at those two things, I feel like any coach that, like, the opportunity, I feel like I could definitely show out for
them. Let me ask you this off the dome, man. How many shots you get up a day?
A day, at least 200.
Okay.
Like, on off day, it's at least 200.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, that's good stuff, man. My arm would fall off.
Yeah.
I'm old though. I'm long with the tooth, but so you know my stuff was like, yeah, you know, I'd be like Shaq, smelling like Shaq's being gay or something, bro. I can't.
You get used to it over time. You get used to it.
Yeah, yeah, used to, man. Hey, man, hey, I'm telling you, nah, that's a done. That's a wrap. But that's good stuff, man. I saw, like you said, I saw that y'all took care of business in Vegas and stuff, and man, that's good. Like you said, one thing I do love. He said, you know, a winning summer, you know what I'm saying? Taking care of business, doing things, picking, you know, and it's kind of, I don't think like a lot of athletes are now still playing understand, man, you know, y'all have like, you know, PRP, male, y'all have like plenty of young dudes coming after y'all that look up to you guys and trying to emulate you guys like that. And like when you can explain that, hey, you know, this is what I got to do. This is what I took care of. It's what, you know, winning. That is, you know, people don't have that mentality. A lot of them don't. You know what I'm saying? You got to have confidence in yourself. And you always got things you have to work on. And thank you for sharing that with us. Mark, you want to go ahead and let's start rocking and rolling?
Yes, sir. So, all right, Keith, so how old was you when you first started playing sports?
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
How old was you when you first started playing sports?
Well, I mean, sports is a I played softball back whenever I was like five. So that I didn't really enjoy that. I started playing football up until about fifth grade. Knew I wasn't good at that, so I stopped that. I really started playing basketball, though, in third grade. And ever since then, it's just kind of been my whole life. I started taking it really serious in sixth grade. And that's whenever I joined my AAU team that I was on. And there, I've just been basketball every day.
So, where did you play? Like, I know, like, what youth sports, like, that you, you know, played when you was playing softball and started basketball, third grade, stuff like that.
So, like, for softball, I played for Valley View. And, you know, that
Valley View!
It was kind of like a get-together league, basically. Football, I played for Holy Cross and Stewart.
Okay.
And then for basketball, I started at Wilkerson Elementary School, which is something now. I don't know if they even call it Wilkerson anymore.
It's still Wilkerson.
Yeah. Is it? That's how I knew they did some renovations to it. I didn't know if they renamed it. But, yeah, it's that. And then I went to No and played there. Reclassified my eighth grade year, went to St. Paul and did sales for 2 years, and now I'm at PRP.
What did, going back real quick, as far as let's get this football real quick, because, you know, I didn't think we got any football questions. I ain't think that, Keith, but now that we got it out of the bag, what position was you playing, Keith?
Man, the positions I didn't want to play.
You were online?
Yeah. I was the center, and then I was, like, tackle, and then I was on the bench. It was quick. Like, so, I mean, it was kind of like just play. Like, I wanted to play tight end. If they would put me at tight end, I would have probably played more. But, like, after that, it was kind of just like, I don't want to keep blocking. Kind of.
Hey, let me ask you this real quick, Keith. So, because you know, was you really tall already at that age?
For my age, yeah.
Yeah, because that's, you know, that's what they do for the tall kids, big kids, get on the line. Yeah. Like, hold on, dude, I'm better than a running back. So, yeah, I understand.
I'm not about to run the running. But like, I know I was better than my position.
Ooh, that's cool. Go ahead, Mark.
So growing up, was you playing a lot outside, or was you in the house playing the game?
Oh no, I was definitely outside. I was like inside playing the game every now and then, but like I was definitely way more outside. Like we would be outside. My friend had like a basketball rim. We'd either be there, or I lived 5 minutes from the park. We would walk up there, go up there and play. Playing against the older people, man. I mean, being outside, I think, is what really like made me want to be better at basketball because I wanted to be better. So you know, like putting in that work made me really want to like prove something to them. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's what really helped me, though. Being outside, playing with my friends, you know, them making me better by pushing me. Because at that moment, around, like fifth to sixth grade, I was terrible. Like, I was not good at basketball. But, like, once I took the time and the effort forward, like, it made the player who I am today.
Hey, you know what, man? You hit on the head. A lot of people, and that's one of the reasons why we asked that question, because you know a lot of now generation, you know, they a lot of video games and some outside art stuff. You know, when we played, it was you was outside playing. You played every sport outside. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even if you weren't playing it at your school or whatever, you was playing. Even if you weren't a basketball player, you was a football player. You was playing basketball. You was doing all kinds of stuff like that. So that's good to know. And it actually, you know what I'm saying, makes you tougher and lets your ball a little bit better too. When did you know that basketball was your sport?
Definitely sixth grade, I feel like. I had to make a decision between football and basketball. And, like, I definitely knew I enjoyed basketball way more. I just, like, how I am now with my energy and stuff, that's how I was back in third grade, fourth grade. You know, like, nothing's changed. I mean, my celebrations, I mean, I've just always been that energetic player on the court. So, I mean, at the end of the day, like, I definitely think sixth grade was my year to, like, yeah, this is my sport.
Cool.
So, okay, you said you went to no middle school because you've been rolling. Like, you've been rolling, which is a good thing. So you did attend no middle school, right?
Yes.
Was it all 3 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And so at that time, I said, I don't know, because football things change and stuff like that. So was basketball was the only sport you played when you was at no middle?
Yeah. Once I hit middle school, basketball was kind of that was the only thing I ever played.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
So what is the name of the AAU team that you played for again, and how long have you been playing for them?
I played for Quinn Anvils. I've played since sixth grade. So my head coach at No Middle was also the coach of Quinn Anvils. So I kind of just hopped on the AAU team. And ever since then, I mean, that's what really helped me get better. So, I mean, it's been a long ride. I mean, I've been with Z and Greg ever since sixth grade.
Wow. Yeah, that's history right there. That's a big time. For real. Let me see. So you said it'll help you. Let people know because, you know, everybody got different views on AAU. So how did your AAU program help you?
The one thing that I really think, like, that helped me was that the gym was open whenever we wanted it. Like, so, like, we would have practice, of course. But, like, say if we wanted that extra get in, he'd be like, yeah, come on. And then, like, maybe two or three of us would get extra, like, skill work in at a time. And then, like, we would go into practice. And then maybe after practice, we would get some shots up. Like, I mean, it was just all of the skill work that went into, like, helping me become a better player. I mean, I think that's what really helped. Now, I mean, with AAU, some of it is just, you know, show. But I really think this team is what really, like, helped a lot of kids that came in and out the program.
Okay.
Like, so it was a really good program.
That's good stuff. Thank you for sharing that.
So what made your decision to go to PRP? Because you said you was at DeSales for two years, I think you said.
Yeah.
What was the decision to switch to go to PRP?
Well, the decision to switch was really like, I want to play with the teammates that I've played with my whole life. basically. With Z's a great player. I had a great time playing with him. I'm sad that he left, but you know, basketball is still, we still play basketball.
Right.
Greg's a great guard too. So I mean, with adding him and then Malachi Hamilton, great wing. I mean, he's a good shooter. He's a good mid-range pull-up, good driver. Like, I mean, everything you want in a wing. With Greg, he's a great guard. Like I said, he's a great playmaker, a great shooter, a great finisher with that too. I mean, the team that we have right now, I feel like it's very solid. And, I mean, what brought me really over to PRP, though, was probably, just them and wanting to play with my teammates.
I'm going to tell you what brought me to PRP. Coach K! What's up, Coach Kelly? What's up, baby? You know I gotta give a shout out to my coach. What's up, man? But so, hey, Keith, check this out. How would you describe your game?
I mean, I would describe it a different couple of ways. I mean, I'm physical, but I'm also smart. So, I mean, I can get down in the – I can post up pretty strong. I mean, I can get fouls. I mean, I dive on loose balls. I mean, I take charges. I can shoot the ball. Like, I mean, I think I'm a jack of all trades, in my opinion. Like, I make good decisions. I can dribble. I can handle the ball. And, like, I really feel like I'm a good addition to any team you put me on. Like, at the end of the day, I think I can contribute to anybody. So, I mean, it's kind of hard for me to describe my game because of how much stuff I think I can do on the court.
Right. Well, I tell you what, I know that for sure we was at the PRP and Weston game. And, I mean, he was putting in the work, man. I mean, you know, because, you know, let's face it, wrestling, you know, they got some athletes to hike and everything else, and you was putting in work. He great foul everybody out.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it, man. Look, first of all, Mark Real Show loves your game, man. So, you know, without a doubt, you are, hey, man, it's you know, it's only a few people where you can go and watch, but like, that you can see that it really translates to the next level. Some that, you know, superstar, whatever. But, like, you're right. You hit on that. You're a jack of all trades, man. It's not too much. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get grimy, get gritty down low, you can do all that. If you want to go ahead mid-range and stuff like that, take it to the hoop, man, you got that. You got that all in your toolbox, man. And it's a joy to see you and watch you. So you definitely, you know what I'm saying, you definitely see Mark over there watching y'all, but I'll definitely be there, you know what I'm saying, and watching and supporting PRP without a doubt.
So, Keith, what basketball player do you look up to or do you enjoy watch playing?
I love watching Luka. Like, ooh. he's got his critics, but, I mean, I really enjoy watching how he plays. I mean, in my opinion, I feel like I play just like him in some ways. I mean, the way his confidence is, the way, like, he just plays on the court, the way he just – nobody speeds him up. That's what I love about him, too. He plays at his own speed. Like, and that's just, like – it's crazy what he can do at such a slow pace. Like, he'll have you, like, backing you down 1 second, and then, like, the next, like, just sidestep you and just pull up. It's just crazy. Like, and then he can get you in the post and easy lay you up. It's just –
yeah,
what he can do is really enjoyable to watch.
All right, man, that's my adopted team, man. So, you know, I really enjoy that Luka. That's my dog, big time, without a doubt. So, you know, you do all this training, you AAU, you know what I'm saying, work ethic, all this kind of stuff. So when it's time to play the game, man, how confident are you before the game starts with after your preparation that you done had?
No matter who I play, I mean, I always feel like I can beat. So my confidence is always at a sky high. I mean, you can put LeBron James in front of me. I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have a good game with him. I'm going to beat him. Like, so, I mean, it's just kind of like I don't really care who we play. 9 times out of 10, I don't even know the schedule. So I kind of just go and I play. Like, I mean, in my opinion, I don't really care who they have on their team. Or, like, how good they've been or how many people they've beat in the past. They got to play us. Right. So my confidence is always at a high. I believe in my team. I believe how well we can play as a team. So, I mean, I'm always confident. I'm always goofy, too, before the game to loosen the tension. So, I mean, it's just – I'm always.
Hey, when you play LeBron, make sure you go hard to your left, because I think that left ankle is kind of messed up or something like that.
I think you might get a little bit.
Ah, you silly. So, Keith, what do you focus on when you out there playing?
I just focus on winning. Like, I mean, I don't care how many shots I, like, take. I don't care how many points I get. I don't care how many rebounds I get. If my team wins, we win. That's what I'm happy about. Like, I mean, whatever I can do to make our team in a better situation, if that's go get a bucket, if that's go set this screen, if that's take this charge, like, I mean, I just care about us winning. Like, my focus is 100% to the game at that point. Like, I'm not – I'm always focused on the game. There's no point, like, I'm, like, not focused. I put on this mask and it's over. Like, I'm focusing on the game now.
I like it. I like it.
Yes, sir.
So, Keith, how does last year's, success, that you had last year, district play, all that kind of stuff in the playoffs type stuff, tournament, how does that prepare you for this year?
I think it showed a lot of the stuff that we needed to work on, not just as an individual, but as a team. We are losing two important pieces, in my opinion, with Victor Leto and Z McCown. But the one good thing we all say that we have is we have Jacob Dixon. He's one of the people coming back that's going to be one of our bigs. But then again, we have, great people taking, the load that Z had. Because, it's a lot to ask one person to do what Z was doing.
Right.
Because he was a lot. So, I mean, as long as we can, divide it up as a team and do at least what he was doing or do it better, I feel like we could definitely go far. Like, I've been telling this to everybody. I feel like we have a state team. I feel like we can make it to state right now. I mean, as the year goes on, we can only get better. So, I mean, I really feel like we can beat any team that you can put in front of us. But, I mean, that could just be bias talking. But, I mean, I really
feel like confidence, baby. Confidence. That's good. Absolutely. That's good.
I definitely feel like we could beat a lot of – I definitely feel like we could beat any team, though, right now.
Love that. Love that.
So, what's your favorite part of the game, Keith?
Just the energy. Like, the opposing crowds. I love the opposing crowds. Whenever we're in a away game, love it. So much fun. I mean, and just, just the energy it brings, it's just the adrenaline that pumps. It's unmatched. Like, there's nothing like it. The energy that just comes with you, with how you play the game and how the other people are, getting off of you, it's a great experience to have.
Mm-hmm. Since you already answered one of my questions, I get to go off the dome. So how some people may not like it, some people now. How important will Keith's leadership be for this year's team? How important will your leadership be?
I mean, in my opinion, I've been a leader ever since I've stepped into high school. So I mean, I've always tried to get the best out of people, regardless. Like, yeah, I'm gonna get on you, but then a couple seconds later, I'm gonna pull you to the side and be like, "This is why I got on you, and this is how you can fix it." Mm-hmm. That's how the type of play I've always been. The leadership that I feel like I'm going to bring this year, though, is definitely going to have to probably be upped because, with the people we have. But then again, it's never changed. Like, I've been the leader basically, like I said, my whole high school career. So, I mean, it's just something I'm used to at this point. Nothing's really changed.
Love
it.
Love
it.
Thank
you.
So, Keith, what fun things do you like to do besides in the gym and on the basketball court?
I do play video games, every now and then, I get on the game and I play. With my friend, I go bowling. I love bowling. Bowling's my favorite activity outside of basketball. I mean, so that's probably one of my two favorite things to do outside of basketball.
That's good stuff. you did a little bit, and it's great because it lets you know the leadership qualities that you have. But I'm still going to give you the platform of Talk about your teammates, man. Talk about some of the people that, that people may not know of. I know you mentioned Jacob and missed some other guys. Talk about your team. We're going to give you a couple of minutes to talk about your team and certain different players and stuff like that.
All right. You know, we lost Z, so, you know, we're going to have Greg step up big time. Greg Cole is a great guard, like I said before. You know, I mean, he's a knockdown shooter. He can get to his spots whenever he wants. Great facilitator on offense. Great playmaker. Like, I mean, he's a great guard. Everything you want in a guard, Greg is. Malachi Hamilton, a great wing. Athletic wing at that. I mean, he'll get up there and get rebounds. He's aggressive. He can shoot. He's a great mid-range pull-up. Like, if he's on the dribble and he pulls up, now I believe every time it'll go in. When he misses, I'm surprised. So, I mean, Jacob Dixon, athletic. He'll jump out the building if you give him a chance to. Wow. Like, I mean, he's a crazy athletic, great rebounder, great defender. Like, he's gonna be great this year to have on our team to defend the boards and the rim and everything. One of the people I really feel like that's gonna make a big difference this year is Naquan Williams. He's gonna be the guard that probably is gonna start this year. He's smart, he wants to be, but I mean he's good under pressure. So I mean, as long as he can make the right decisions, we'll be fine. We have a transfer, Kiwan. He came from Manual. Great guard. One thing, we got to get his confidence together. Once he gets his confidence up, he's gonna be great for our team. Like he can handle it. Make smart decisions. I mean, it's just all about his confidence and how far we can get him this year.
Love that. Love that. Look. Keith, you done knocked it out of the park. You done did what you had to do. You sound great. Hey, colleges, make sure you got, this dude right here, you got to have him part of your team. So, without a doubt, we can go and have a little bit of fun, though. Good fun, Keith. Okay? So, you know, let's go on and get it. Superman or Batman? Who you got?
I gotta go with Batman.
Thank you, Keith.
Yeah. Hey. Batman's 2-0 so far. Batman's 2-0 so far. Tacos or pizza?
Ooh, that was hard. All right. I gotta go with tacos, though. Gotta go with tacos.
Okay. Sorry, pizza 0-2. Ja Morant, Jason Tatum.
That's not even.
No hesitation.
Even the question.
Ooh, hey, Jason Tatum, 2-0 too. Okay.
Yeah.
PlayStation, Xbox.
I got a PS4, so I got to go with PlayStation.
2-0, PlayStation. This is when Will always does a shameless plug for the Mark and Will shows.
This is what I got, though.
The Mark Will Show. You know, I got to do it. I'm sorry.
Understand.
Lil Durk, Lil Baby.
I'm more of a Lil Baby fan.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
2-0, boy. I mean, these kids, hey, man, I love it. Oh. Beats by Dre, AirPods.
Oh, Beats.
Ooh, 1-1.
Yes.
1-1. 1-1. Let's see. Here we go. iPhone, Android.
Is this a question? Like, y'all should know the answer. Like,
hey, Samsung came out with something different.
I mean, the iPhone is still rocking, though. I mean, I got to go with the iPhone.
Okay. I got to go. Oh, I mean, you know. Hey, I understand. We definitely understand you. Wink, wink. We definitely do. For real. Qdoba, Chipotle.
I've never been a Chipotle fan. I mean, I've always been a Qdoba person, so definitely Qdoba.
Okay. You silly. He's silly. Jimmy John's, Penn Station.
Oh, that question made him disappear.
It made him disappear. Jeez. Oh. He must got a call. It made him, hey. He disappeared on us. Oh, my gosh. I guess I guess he didn't want to answer. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. That's okay. Let's see. Let's bring him up.
No.
We was like, well, hold on. He must didn't want to answer that question. We almost there, Keith.
I probably gotta go with Jimmy John's.
Okay. Because we saw you thinking about it. That had to be the classic one, though. That was good. That was good. Last but not least, drums or flats?
I like flats. They're easier to get. You get more. Whoa. Are you serious? That's crazy.
Wait. Mark, before you leave the blue cheese or ranch?
Ranch.
Okay. This is the second person
we've had
on the show that said flats.
I know. All right, so that was funny and fun. Loved it. So, Mark, go ahead and hit him. The last one.
All right, Keith, this is the question that we give our guests to thank everybody who's been in your corner throughout your whole career.
No, I definitely got to thank Trey, my AAU coach. Definitely has been a big impact on my life. Got to thank my parents, you know, for putting up with everything that they've had to do for basketball, with the traveling, the workouts, the lifting thing. You know, without them, I definitely wouldn't be where I am. Definitely my teammates, you know, with Z, Mally, Greg, you know, Brady Hurley from Manual, you know, everybody that's ever pushed me, you know. Without them, I definitely wouldn't be where I am. You know, without them, I don't think I would have the same love for basketball. But, you know, they are what helped me get to the next level at every step. Definitely Coach Kinley, you know. Without Coach, I wouldn't be able to be playing at PRP right now. Coach Damian, Coach Brandon over at DeSales, you know. They helped me a lot in my freshman and sophomore years, you know, helped me out, find who I was as a basketball player, you know. I mean, open the gym whenever I needed to get in. So, definitely without them, I probably wouldn't be the player I am right now.
Cool. Hey, Keith, man, we want to thank you for joining us.
Yes.
You still got the classic move right there, man. I'm about to chop that up and put that on, man. You left a building on Penn Station, Jimmy Johns. That was good. But, no, for real, hey, Keith, man, it was a pleasure. We want to thank you for joining us, man, and giving us opportunity to learn about you and stuff like that, man. So, without a doubt, we'll probably see if we can get you back on a little later on in the season, stuff like that. But, hey, man, thank you for joining us tonight.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
All right. Banger, banger, banger. Nothing but banger.
Yes, sir.
We do. That's what we do. So, look, you know, we got something that popped off today. You guys already know. The polls, our players of the week. Make sure you go ahead and vote. Do you got to do? Go on Twitter, go on Facebook, all that good stuff. Let's see. Let's rock and roll. And right now, Facebook is rolling. So make sure you have opportunity. Vote both places because that does make a difference.
Oh, big difference.
Big difference. Big, big difference. Like we said, FNC, my sister's got on me. So we're going to have to go ahead and get that schedule, go ahead and do what we got to do on that one so we can go, because there's plenty of stuff that's going on and it's not really good
to talk about. Yeah.
It's not really good stuff that we need to go ahead and talk about. So without a doubt.
Gaming. We back this week, people. We back. We rock and roll it this week. So sure. I say it every day. Subscribe, people. Please subscribe. This is a channel where it's fun. We get loose, we have fun. Y'all will enjoy it, trust me.
What he said. All right, look. Check us out, man. We got some games. We're going to go real quick in the high school. So, like I said, let's go rock and roll. Let's start off with this one real quick. We got Newport Central Catholic 28, KCD 21. Hey, man, great season, KCD. You guys took care of business, man. So nothing to put your head down about. Congratulations. Newport Central Catholic, 28.
Absolutely.
21. Coach Dick, Holy Cross is rolling 24-12 over Crittenden County. So, hey, congratulations, Holy Cross. If you see, they got about three or four people on the poll. So they did their thing. Congratulations, Holy Cross. Hey, semifinals. Booyah! Lexington Christian, 33. Owensboro Catholic, 27. We said it last week. We thought that was going to be a good game to watch right here. And that lived up to the bill, 33-27. Hey, love that. Congratulations, Coach. Big time. Paducah Tillman, 24. Cal, 30. I didn't know Paducah Tillman is the team that put them out last year. So, a little ed of the center. Cal took care of business at the crib. So, hey, hats off to them. They move forward. Doing their thing. Hey, man, you know what? Sometimes you got to beat the boogeyman, right?
Absolutely.
You got to beat the boogeyman. Lexington Catholic, 21. Boyle County, 41. Hats off to Boyle County. Yes, sir. Hey, man, you got to show them love. They always show us love.
Took care of business.
Took care of business at the crib. Look like they dominate. Speaking of domination. Central 55, Logan County 19.
Jeez.
I don't know if you got, you know what, don't get me wrong. You know, we nominate these players and this kind of stuff like that, and everybody deservingly so. If you have not got on the polls and see what Cortez Stone did in this game, 363 yards, 5 TDs.
That's
I think it was only 20-something carries. It wasn't like he went 50 carries.
So the crazy thing about it, so most of his longs is what, 60 yards? Jesus Christ.
You know, Mark, you know what the ultimate crazy thing is?
What's that?
He's a sophomore.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got two more years of this?
Yes, yes. Yes. Hey, Coach Dassler, we know what you're doing. We know what you're doing.
Wow.
You know what you're doing. Franklin County, to me, with an upset over Warren East. And this ain't an upset. This is a bludgeoning. 49-21. They didn't play the last 7, 8, 9 minutes of the game because it was a big melee that came about at the end of the game.
Jesus.
Woo-wee. Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm just
going to just leave it right there. Wolford County 7, Frederick Douglass 21. Douglass said, okay.
You keep talking about Frederick.
Hey, man, I got hats off to Wolford to only give up 21.
Right.
You know, wow. You know, right there. And, you know, it's going to be some tough games and stuff like this. Ferrell 0, Owensboro said, thank you. 36. Hey, hats off to the Ferrell Bulldogs. What do you say, brother?
Good year, Ferdale.
Oh, yeah. Good year. Good year, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You guys balled out of control, did what you got to do. You know, hopefully you guys got enough players coming back and learn from this experience.
Absolutely.
It is always hard on the road, but you build that metal. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that you want to do, right? I don't care what sport it is. You always want to go on the other team's home field, court, whatever, and beat them. So don't worry about it. You know, hey, shake it off. You had a great season. You know, good luck. Hope you got some people come back and learn from that. Like I said, Southwest 23, Scott County 22. That right there, boy. You talking about some heartburn?
Good fall game.
Woo, Ballard said, we don't care what you say, Mark and Will. Show 43, Madison Central 7. Not close. What gonna be close? We got you. Hey, shout out to Ballard, man. Gavin Willis and all those guys. Coach Hickman, who I played Little League baseball with, and all this kind of stuff. Congratulations. Y'all doing your thing, man. Y'all doing your thing. Coach Hawkins with the W. Bryan Station 10, Trinity 7. Yes.
Ooh.
Smash Mouth football to the finest.
Yes.
Hey, and Lex, they took care of business.
Yes, they did.
Bullet East beats Central Harden 28-15. Bullet East is going to the semifinals. That's probably their first time ever doing that.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. All right. Last but not least, them dogs. Mel High 23, Henderson County 10. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Real quick on this game, to me, I think Mel blew some opportunities to go ahead and put this game out of reach in the first quarter.
Right.
You know, you got to constantly ball and pound, pound, pound the submission. You don't get people hope because Henderson County actually came back and made it tighter than what it was. Well, actually, ain't what it was. It was 16-10. They scored, it was like 13-16, something like that. But Henderson right. County came back, made it close. Mel got another TD, stretched it out in that fourth quarter. Take care of business, move it along, keep grinding. And now we got something set up. I call it a revenge tour. Mel versus Ballard.
Woo!
Friday.
Phew.
I can't wait. Okay. Let's move on. Today, the little women basketball team go down in the tournament of Atlantis against South Dakota 65-55. This is actually their second loss in this tournament. They lost the first game to Gonzaga. Then they beat a Texas team who was ranked 3 and Louisville was 6. Then they came up and lost this game. I'm going to say this real quick. Because Haley balled. Haley is the only one really balled in this game. It's not hard to bring in newcomers, especially mm-hmm. when they had other schools. So right. you got some star players, Chris Lynn, the guard from Syracuse. You got Morgan Jones, the guard from Florida State or whatever. You know, and every time Love has lost in this tournament, Morgan hasn't done anything. You know, she doesn't foul out this stuff. And being that I didn't get to watch it just because of the TV and stuff like that. They want a dollar bill, y'all. I only think this was on our stuff. But anyway.
Yeah.
Looking at the stats and stuff like that. But I know that you got to really buy in. And not saying she ain't bought in, but you can't do the same styles and different stuff that you did at your other school. That's not working because if that worked, you would have stayed at that school, right? So when I'm seeing somebody who's uber talented like Morgan Jones have goose eggs against our 2 points against Gonzaga and 0 points or whatever against South Dakota State, foul trouble, you got to listen to Jeff, point blank. You know what I'm saying? Like none of the newcomers did anything in this tournament, pretty much. Except yesterday, the point guard, she took care of business, but you got to be consistent. And Jeff is the type of person, I'm going to play Mark. Mark ain't a 5-star, right? Well, Mark's better. He's experienced. He know exactly what I want. Yeah, to do that. So it ain't about talent level; it's about execution level. So, two losses. Time to get it together. Big time. I don't think it's like over, but it's time. It's a wake up call to happen in Atlantis. Let's put it that way. Lord have mercy. Arkansas 80, Louisville 54. Did you get to watch this game, Mark?
I'm gonna keep it real with you. I was at the shop.
Okay.
With Pops. I was at the shop with Pops. I watched the first half with him. Came home. I'm talking about like it's like when I got home, I was like, we was only down by 8 at halftime, right? You know what I'm saying? You come home and I saw the score. I ain't gonna lie, bro, I cut it off. It's like I can't keep watching. I'm not gonna keep being disappointed. I cut it straight off.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Because it's like
I cut it off, but maybe not as quick as you did.
He said not as quick as you did. But it's like, bro, it's like, where's the effort at? Like with the loose ball in the first half, right?
Yeah.
The two Louisville players is looking at each other like.
Trying to get out of break.
You gonna get it? You gonna get it? Where's the effort? Like, we both need to be dying for this ball. We 0-3.
Right.
What is going on? Like, I don't know, bro. This team is just like, it's hard to watch, though.
This team is to me, it's like, you know, like when Rick took over and stuff like that, and like Denny's last year and this stuff. It's almost like he knows these ain't his players, right?
Yeah.
But I will say this, man, and y'all know, and I know y'all get tired of me. What do you expect with no guards? Like,
right.
Like I do not like the style of play that's letting L. Ellis dribble all the way around. And first of all, I don't like it because what Division One player is going to withstand all that pressure on him for 40 minutes or 38 minutes? That's ridiculous. That's my only complaint with Kenny. Like, Kenny, you could have got two other dudes that were solid, average players that was gone. You set this man up for failure. I don't care if you done been in the NBA. I don't care if you done whatever, a coach in the NBA. There's no way a player, like, you're going to get tired. You're going to make silly mistakes. He was dribbling off his feet, doing all kinds of stuff. He's not a passer. You're making him look bad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because he ain't got no help.
Right.
And all these tall players that no effort. Like, you letting this dude, like, you got beat by a team that had 11 new players.
Right.
So you can't even say, oh, we really, no. You got two players that don't even play for Louisville, so they don't even count. You got only new player that really plays is Lance and Brandon.
Right.
Everybody's been on the team. Right? So it's like, this is a hot mess, bro. Like, it gets frustrating because all you needed was two more solid guards.
And you say that every week.
Yeah. You're probably gonna beat Arkansas, but you got beat by freshmen and transfers. That team
and then they sold Kyle's best player, didn't play.
Yeah, he didn't play. Man, they made Black look like he was going in the first round, like a lottery pick, like top five.
Right.
And a lot of that because they weren't playing no defense. Man up on somebody. Dude, this is disgusting. And to me, you got two freshmen that you don't play. Why not? Because if anything, you're going to over-recruit. You're going to recruit over their heads. They might not even be here. Why not play them? You know what? I'm going to take back my point total. I mean, not total wins. But It was already low. You already know it was already low. I'm going with David Luckett to get 5 wins, bro.
Jesus. Ooh, wee.
You ain't got too many D1s left.
I agree with you.
we ain't got too many mid-major games left, bro. You only got like a couple of them, and you might not get that.
I am with you.
Were they in the ACC? Lord. Woo. They are the weakest team in the ACC, bro. I don't care what they say, bro. That's nasty.
That's nasty.
That's nasty. Speaking of nasty, Gonzaga 88, Kentucky 72, second straight loss for the Cats. Granted, it was in Spokane, which is Gonzaga's place, but not at their home court.
Yeah.
They didn't show up either.
Right.
I don't know what's going on with that.
Hey, I guess,
I know. Kenny's like, give me some of them players.
Me personally, bro, that's why sometimes I feel like, to me, this one and done hurts college basketball a little bit, because it's like you keep getting all these new freshmen back. You understand what I'm saying? Don't nobody really know how to play. I get that everybody's fast style players. That's great. That's wonderful, right?
Yeah.
But if they come back and stay 2 years, 3 years together, that could be magic.
Could be. But hold on. Let me interrupt you real quick, brother. The thing is this. You're right. He's 5-1 and done and all this stuff like this. 4 of the starters for Kentucky is returning players. Like, 3-year players. Like they got veterans. Only freshman that starts is Wallace, right?
Yeah.
So, then on the bench, you got all these, you got a second-year player, you got a 3-year player, a transfer. Like, he has experience. But the problem is, man, you got to still buy, like, my guy, Willer, he starts. Frederick, the dunk shooter for Iowa, who was hurt last year, he starts. Sweetway, Oscar plays. Top, like, dude, they have, like, I don't know. Like, they can't even use that. Like you said, they got the talent of 1 year. Like, next year's, it will really be a flux because everybody's going to be gone. But, yeah, right. They have talent enough, but you got to mesh. It's got to look. Oscar getting 20 and 15 looks good on fantasy. You know what I'm saying? People double-teaming all that stuff. It looks good. But, bro, like, that's a problem. That's a problem. And I'm with you, man. And even Kentucky fans like, well, you know, we got this talent, but a lot of these old talents. So now they're going to push it and want the one and done to start. And they're going to have to start next year. That's for sure. Can we say that maybe Louisville football team is the best team on campus? Is he State 10, Louisville 25?
Hey, I was at work, of course. I'm looking at everything, and I'm like, wow. Is this what we're doing?
With a second-string quarterback? Second-string quarterback who played like garbage.
Yeah.
Fourth and fifth-string running backs.
Yes.
And won the game.
And won the game. And won the game. Dude, I'm gonna tell you what's so crazy. I couldn't wait to get off Saturday, only because I had too many Kentucky fans at work. It's just drilling
me in your ear.
And you know y'all gonna get busted. You know y'all gonna get busted. Woo, woo, woo. Nobody had nothing to say Sunday.
Wishful thinking. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, absolutely.
Speaking of that, a great win for Louisville. Like I said, I think really I can honestly say this today. What is today's date? November the 21st, Louisville football team is the best team on campus and maybe in the state, right? Because Kentucky.
Is that you declared it today, right?
Today. I think as of today, they are because they take care of business. And speaking of that, close but no cigar. Georgia 16, Kentucky 6. I don't know what went on with that. Was it too cold for the Georgia boys?
I don't know what happened with this game, but I do want to say this. If Kentucky had a better quarterback, this game probably would have been won by Kentucky.
Woo! Woo! Woo-wee.
Kentucky probably would have won this game because the defense was there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they scored 16 on their defense. That's cool, but the defense showed up when they were supposed to show up, right?
Right.
But it was like, okay, this is okay. What is he doing? The defense is got you there. Put up the points.
That's the first rounder, man. That's the first quarterback, the first pick of Mel Kiper is Will.
Oh, yeah, he's going to the Jets. He's going to the Jets.
Speaking of that. Since you segue, which is great segue, let's get it, because we definitely got to talk about them. All right, first up, without least, let's go to Thursday game. Titans 27, Packers 17.
Yes! Tennessee did what we knew they was going to do, run the ball. Make Tannehill look good, because he was 27-22. 333, two touchdowns, one interception. Jesus Christ, that's crazy, ain't it? That's nuts. Your favorite quarterback. I mean,
yeah, but him to throw 333 yards. Yeah, that's sick.
I don't. Rodgers is done, dog. He's washed, man. I just don't. That team is just all around bad.
I told you. You already know how I feel about it. You know how I feel about it. You know, I picked the Titans. I thought they would go in there and take care of business. I thought they were going to beat them up.
You did.
And, you know, just because you beat – he said it. Just because you beat Dallas wasn't going to save your season. The Packers are done. They're 4-7. Rodgers is done. Like you said – for a defense to allow Tannehill to have 333 yards, I don't know. That's got to be.
Someone was detected at your side.
That's right. Not everything. That's ridiculous. I've never seen that at all. So, Henry, and they stifle Henry on 87, but hey, that's all he needed was 87 when you gave up.
That's
333. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
Absolutely.
Packers. And you know what? I told Mark, and it was probably on the show, that I was like, well, watch we get the best and all this kind of stuff like that, right?
Granted, you did.
Pieces was missing and stuff, but we should have took care of business. Packers, they was all on you guys, celebrating you guys. And I knew the Titan was going to bring you right back to earth. Thank you. Falcons, 27. Bears, 24.
I just want to say this. I hope Justin Fields is good because he's having a phenomenal year. Mm-hmm. I hope that he's good. That he can, because they said he's day-to-day, that he can play next week.
Right.
But I think what we're seeing with the Chicago Bears right now is for next year. It's what we're going to potentially see next year. They're going to be better next year. We know that.
Right.
They got to do something with the defense because they're giving up key players. I don't understand what's going on with that. But, you know what I'm saying? But the defense is going to have to step up because Justin Fields is going to get you there, it looks like. He's having a promising year. It looked like he's going to be a great player. But, dang, I did not see Atlanta beating them, though. That's my personal opinion.
No. But I'm with you.
Patterson?
Who? Who's that? Oh, yeah. His old buddy's rolling, ain't it?
Yes, and you know what's so crazy? We sit here and talk about this man and be like, he's just this, he's just that. Man, that man can play every position on offense.
Plus, he's huge.
And now, he's the lead in kickoff returner in NFL history.
You remember he used to play the Bears. He was everywhere. Dude's been everywhere. Dude's like, he has reformed his whole thing because you know what? You remember, I think it was the Packers that did it first with their running 88 that went down, running back and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
He had Taysom, and then he had Cordis and Patterson and stuff like that. But no, I'm with you. My problem is this. Like, right now, it looks good. So as far as the Bears, I want to hit the Bears real quick. That looks good, but the league is not stupid. I think these lanes are not going to be the same next year. You're going to use those draft picks. All these top defensive players you got rid of, you better go ahead and get some defenders and some more receivers because they're not going to let him beat them with the feet. They're going to have a spy on him. It's going to be a lot of DBs out there. It's going to be somebody
who
fought with him. You know, it's the Steve Young effect, even though he's not Steve Young. It's the Lamar Jackson effect, even though he's not Lamar. It's the Michael Vick effect, even though he's not a Vick. So what I'm saying is, he is number one on that list, right? So they're going to look at him and be like, well, you're going to have to throw it. Like, for real. We're not going to do that. Like, this year, you're getting away with it on a crappy team. Next year, you're not. You know what I'm saying? And hats off to Mariota and all them. And like you said, Patterson, you know, as much as I had the Bears to win this game, it still was a winnable game for the Falcons. The Bears is not – their defense sucks.
Yeah, thanks.
The defense sucks. Yeah, you know, but that happens when you get rid of all your best players on defense. Browns 23, Bills 31. Yuck.
I think now I'm more starting to get disappointed with the Bills because I didn't – like, you at home, and y'all let the Cleveland put up 23, right?
And that was in Detroit, you remember?
Oh, it was in Detroit. I'm tripping. It was in Detroit. No home field advantage. It is what it is. But what's going on with Cleveland, they're not running the ball good like we normally see them run the ball.
Right. You're right.
They're not really pounding the ball like we used to seeing that. So, of course, the Bills is going to take advantage of it. But what the Bills did good this game was they ran the ball.
Right.
And was efficient with running the ball. Take pressure off your quarterback, right?
No, you hit you a points out of the ballpark. My thing is like I said, Allen shouldn't have played last week. He's not healthy. That elbow, I mean, come on, man. Let's be honest.
Not healthy at all.
Healthy. For him to only put up 197 and look pedestrian, they had to run the ball. They were trying to save him, protect him. He shouldn't have played. I understand last week's game was a sexy game. We all know, right? Against the Vikings, right? It was a sexy game. It was a sexy game. And you want to, you know, you want to put on your suit. You want to look good. You know what I'm saying? What is it? Growing a sexy party? You want to look good, right? And they try to look good and you lost. anyway, and now the stuff is looking raggedy. So why even do that? It's one game, right? I understand you chasing. See, what, Mark, that's what happened when you chase the boogeyman.
Yes.
Chasing the boogeyman in Kansas City, it makes you do strange things. And that's what we're seeing, brother.
I like that. You did that one.
Eagles 17, Colts 16.
I'm so mad. Colts had this game. They had this game won. Jeff Saturday, I'm with you, brother. I got your back, dog. You had them in a position to win it.
They did.
You had them.
Yeah.
You had them in a position to win it, but y'all let this fool get loose. And he just ran right up the middle. Game over. But
yeah, man.
The Eagles have been exposed.
Beatable.
The Eagles, they are fried.
Beatable.
Very much so. So everybody who think they Super Bowl bound, cut it out. Get it out the picture. I don't see it. They're beatable against the Colts.
You know,
with a rookie head coach with two games on his belt, and he did that.
Do, right. You know what they're going to do. How I talked about the Fields thing, they're going to stop playing an extra DB and have him spy oh boy. Because if you spy oh boy, being hurt, you win the game. You take it away. Make him throw it. Make Brown, who was dropping stuff, make Dante and all them. They don't have Goddard, the security blanket.
Right.
You know, go ahead. You know, go ahead. Hey, hats off to Saturday and all this kind of stuff like that. Matt Ryan, come on, bro. I'm tired of this stuff. And the crazy thing is this, bro, real quick before you say something. You got the Packers and Titans coming in, right? The Titans always challenge your manhood. They got to play Dallas in a couple of weeks. They going to challenge us. They don't care you picked up Sue and LaVale, Joseph.
No, none of that.
They don't care about that. They going to pound you and make you respect it. But the crazy thing is this. This Packers and Eagles, mark my word, Aaron Rodgers is going to go off. Dude, like, they're not going to make the playoffs, but they're going to make people pay. That's the crazy thing. And if that defense can even hold a little bit of water, I'm just saying.
I'm going to say this real quick. He cannot be your elite in Russia.
Not at all.
No. He carried the ball 16 times with 86 yards. He had more rushing yards than the running backs.
Right.
That's going to be a problem.
And you got a great running back in Sanders.
Because he's going to go up against a team that got some real hitters that's going to really hit him and won't run the ball again.
It is. Green Bay was makes them scary as long as, like, Jair, he'll go ahead and take Brown. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got, like, that type, and they got Amos and all those guys. You got some dudes. Look, they champions. Right?
Facts.
They don't quit. Like, they 4-7, but they thinking, hell, there's no real, you know, they still in a hunt type stuff. Like, they can still, you know, not win their division, but they can still compete and actually try to get a wild card type stuff if they turn stuff around, right? So,
yep.
Yeah, I'm with you. You can't have her leading your stuff, bro. You just can't. Speaking of I think that's the wrong score. I think that score was more of, I'm sorry, 3. It was 10, and I'll correct that. Patriots 10, Jets 3. Disgusting.
When we previewed this game, of course we was like, oh, okay, this is Bill Belichick. He's going to do what he do, but at the same time, how the Jets been rolling, we was like, oh.
Got a chance.
Possibility to go get this game, right?
Get a chance. Right.
Yes, they got blessed. They ran the little punt return back. Okay, that's cool. But for the quarterback to sit there and not take accountability for the offense, your defense has you there. And for you to say no.
Yeah.
What? you won't be in the lead too much longer, young man. And then your coach come out today and say, your starting job is in jeopardy.
Flacco said, give me a chance, baby, because that defense legit. Flacco
said, give it to me.
Dude, that defense legit. Like, their defense is legit. And, like you and I have said, even though we praise Kansas City, the Bills, and stuff like that, they know over the side they have a chance if you got a comparable quarterback. Dude is 77 yards, bro. He threw for 77 yards. Rushed for 26. Dude is, man. That's not going to get it done. Sorry. Good luck. Whatever you do in life, because it's great coming to an end. Because you have a defensive mind coach. He wants to manage, but you got enough weapons to dink and dunk. You didn't do dink and dunk, man. And then, you know, hire him a PR person, because if anything, you should have said, yes, it was on me. It was all on me. Even if you didn't think it, you should have said it. And that's not winning over your
office,
locker room.
Being young and immature.
Right. Nope. Like, whoa, bro, you should have took it.
Did you really just say that?
Yeah, and you saw Allen and all them dudes took it on the chin and say, yeah, it was me. I could have done better.
Absolutely.
And you're nowhere near them. Speaking of nowhere near anything, Saints 27 ain't my fault. Take the S off versus Rams 20.
Andy Dalton said, I'm back, baby. I'm here.
Yeah, he's here, all right.
Yeah, what you said.
He's here.
We all know the Rams ain't good this year. The defense don't look good at all.
What'd you say?
Last year, will we even be talking about something like this? Them losing to New Orleans with Andy Dalton?
That's what we would have, because they shouldn't, right? Like, this year, no, I got you. This year we shouldn't. It shouldn't. I mean, in a way, we should. And this because of the Rams Super Bowl champion, right? I think the problem is Stafford. He got knocked out. The thing about it is that
he wasn't ready to get
you. No, he wasn't. He was still dazed and stuff. But I get you. Y'all lost to Dalton. Dalton. Landry even got a TD.
Right? The money.
Dude, you know, come on, man. This is disgusting. Another disgusting stuff. I would say this. The Rams, you got your ring, and you really bowed out. Like, you're probably going to be the first Super Bowl reigning champion. Not to make the playoffs. We know that happens all the time because of the system.
Yeah, it happens all
but
the time.
Y'all going to probably be, like, 5-13 or something. Like, whatever, 5-12. Like,
ridiculous.
Yeah. Hey, it could happen to a better organization. Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Oh, my. Giants 18, Lions 31.
I said it.
Hey, roll.
I said it. The Lions is going to disappoint a lot of teams this year. And the Giants, they just so happen to disappoint them. And it's sad because everybody's on the Giants bandwagon. Oh, they rolling. Taquan Barkley's back. Oh, yeah. Dave Jones this. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Boy, stop it. Y'all let Goff come in there and beat y'all.
Without any weapons.
Without no weapons.
No weapons.
Shout out to their running back, Williams. He did his thing.
Yeah, he had me. He had me in fantasy.
You won.
He had me in fantasy. Yes, sir. Thank you, Williams.
Yeah. Boy, you, hey, dude. Okay, I see how you do. I see what you be doing now.
He was stuck.
Everybody watch out for Will in fantasy football. Will is something else in fantasy football. I see,
man,
what you be doing.
Hey. hey, man, when you don't have no roster, you got to work them waivers, bro.
You got to work what you got.
You got to go grab whatever you can get, bro, and hope that they perform. Ain't nobody saw that coming. But I tell you this, I said it last week, the Giants were the weakest 7-2 team I've ever seen. They riding the wave, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And we said it. We said that, you know, Lions is going to bite people this year. And not only are they biting, they second in their division or something like
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. And got rid of their best offensive weapon, right? We say that they play hard for their coach. And we said that they was probably had a strong chance. I mean, like, when you pick this game and I pick this game, we both pick the Lions. Like,
absolutely.
I mean, sorry all the Giants fans. Sorry, Cuzzo. Sorry, nephew. I mean, it is what it is. Like, and then they lost Adoree Jackson. They top DB and stuff like that. I'm not shocked. Real quick, before we go on, move forward real quick. They have, of course, they got the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Then they got the Commanders to come in. Commanders is playing way better than them, right?
Absolutely.
Then they got the Eagles. Then they got to go at the Commanders. Then they got the Vikings. Then they got the Colts. Then they got the Eagles. Like, they have a chance to lose every game, remaining game.
Bruh said they got a chance to
lose. I mean, let's be honest.
Bruh don't care about nobody. Nobody.
I just read the schedule, and I'm like, your easiest game is the Colts, and then you don't know what you're going to put with the Colts, right?
Because that's easy.
That's what I'm saying. They on the same level of them, right? So it's like, and then I can say you got the Commanders twice, and I don't know if you can beat them. Like, so...
Probably not.
That's the real deal. I mean, you know, they started out hype and hard, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, man.
Absolutely.
You might end the season 7-10 type stuff.
Right.
You know, hey, well, you know, it is what it is. Speaking of another disgusting game, Panthers 3, Ravens 13. Was it too cold or what? What was going on?
I don't know what this was about because y'all coming off a bad week and y'all barely beat Carolina. Stop it. Like for real. Like, we are the biggest Lamar fans in the world.
World star.
But I was disappointed with this one. I'm not gonna sit here in front, dog. I was disappointed in this game because it was like, Ravens, y'all supposed to go out third and destroy this team.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Baker Mayfield. Y'all
supposed to
destroy Baker.
Hey, Baker said he ain't got. Yeah, he said gone somewhere, Mark. I am balling.
Yeah, he gonna get evicted again, but
two interceptions.
I mean, for them to come back and win this game, Baltimore, it was cool, but it's not.
It wasn't dominant. It wasn't dominant play. It wasn't dominant.
Right. We the biggest Lamar fans in the world, dog. But it's like, Lamar, you got to go out there and destroy this team.
Yeah. You know what? And I say it all the time. I really wish and hope that he goes to a different franchise. Just because I just think they don't utilize his talent like they should. I love to see him in a Fields offense. A pro style offense, so he can run around like Fields, like do stuff, but also look down the field because he's got an arm. Just let him do it. Yes, he makes some horrible passes, but he makes some great passes too. Allow him to grow mentally, besides physically, right? I just don't like the Ravens with him no more. I think they just stuck on this stupid style of play, which sucks. Donkey balls, right? It's really sucks. And why in the hell are we seeing this? And this is when you have this kind of stuff, when you don't have a passing game or the passing game is not legit, right? And it looks like this, 13-3. It should have been at least 23-3, at least, and not struggling. And, you know, it is what it is, but, man, I'm just talking the same stuff, bro. Commanders 23, Texans 10. This is really going
to
be.
Congratulations, Commanders. That's all I got to say.
Hey, Commanders did what they had to do. Long neck. I don't know why you still on the league. Raiders 22, the Broncos 16 in overtime.
Let me say this real quick. I got to tell a quick story.
Please.
Everybody don't know. My stepfather is a Broncos fan, right?
Yes, sir.
Went to the barber shop today because, you know, he's a barber or whatever. Soon as I walked in, he said, "Son, I'm done with football. I don't want to watch it ever again." Bruh, he said, "I'm done. I'm not watching it no more." He said, "My team sucks. I can't do it." He said, "I thought Russell was it, but Russell ain't it." And then the sad thing about it, when you wave your running back the next morning, that is a problem. I get that that fumble wasn't his fault. It got punched out. I get that. But he's still not a great runner neither. No more. Broncos is horrible, but at the same time, Mr. 502, you know you my guy. Love you to death. Your team still ain't that good neither, because that open pass that they gave to him was a misassignment. It was a misassignment, because we all know football. We know this.
First of all,
that was a misassignment for him to be that open.
How you even let, like I said, like, you stay with him. I don't care. I know, even if I have to, like, follow the safety with him or whoever, let this other dude beat us. I'm not letting him beat us, right? I mean, that's a given. You know, that's totally a given thing. And for the last, what, 2-3 games or whatever, Adams, man, he's putting up ridiculous numbers. He's like, hey, but you know what? And you better. Like, he's wilding, everybody else is gone. But the thing about it is, the Raiders are still this 3-7.
That's it. Good win.
Steelers and Bengals 37, Steelers 30. Go ahead, bro.
I was so pumped early in the game, right?
Right.
TJ's back. Highsmith, he doing his thing because of TJ.
Right.
We starting to look like the James Hurst and the Woodley, who used to be there back in the day, the Larry Foots and stuff like that. Oh, we back, right? He get the great interception. Oh, bingo, in the pocket. He's hurt. Offense can't do nothing. I mean, George picked Mike, dude. He's there. He's doing great numbers. Johnson, what are you doing? What the hell's going on with you? This offense is not there. Canada, I promise you. They're going to keep you on the staff, but you ain't going to be calling no plays next year. And if you are calling plays next year, then they're going to talk about getting rid of Mike Tomlin. We had this game won. The defense did everything they was supposed to do to put the offense in a position to win the game. And can't do it? Yeah, Cincinnati, y'all came back. Y'all did y'all little scoring thing y'all supposed to do, but that's either her or dirt. Our defense had us in a position to win the game. It's on the offense. I get that he's a rookie. Half them throws that he was throwing yesterday was questionable. Like, dude, why would you throw a double cover? Why would you throw that? Why would you do that? Like, this is your stadium. You played in this damn stadium. This is you. Like, bro, I was so disappointed when I called you, bro. I was hot like this yesterday when I called you. Like, for real? This is my first game because I worked on weekends that I actually got to watch the whole game. And you do me like this? Play at 1 o'clock every week then. Damn it. I'll be at work. I just watch the highlights. I'm over it. We got too many weapons, bro, for the offense to look like this. I get that we got a rookie quarterback. That's cool, whatever, but it's still a lot of weapons. The run game ain't there. I love the rookie running back that we got. Oh, that boy's going to be a monster. Harrison, I don't know what's going on. It's going to be a problem with this offense. Dude, head been for 18 years. I get it.
Right.
Head been for 18 seasons,
that's
dude.
That's a lot of seasons.
It really is. I get it. I'm starting over, bro.
You are.
I got to start over, dog. I'm starting over, and I hate it. I hate it. I'm so used to this man that I'm listening to Ben's podcast, and I'm like, well, come back. At least you can throw down a field 20 yards. We ain't even doing that. We only doing 10-yard dumps. Man, go down the field. We got the receivers. Jesus Christ. Go ahead, bro. I'm done.
I will be cutting this one. I would say this. Good win, Bengals on the road. Steelers, 30 points. Did what you had to do on certain things. Didn't make some stops. Like I said, you got the veterans. You got veterans, Johnson and all them. You got to step up. I hate it because everybody's going to question Tomlin, you know what I'm saying, and all this kind of stuff. My thing is this. If you're going to play this way, you got to stick with the quarterback so you get all the experience. So next
Absolutely.
You ain't got to worry about it. Next year, you ain't got to worry about it. Make the adjustments you got to do on offense because the defense is going to be fine. That's not a problem. Offense is where the problems lay. So when you got Deontay Johnson, if he's doing half-ass shit, you fire his ass. You trade him for a draft pick or whatever in the coming. If you're not going to do what you need to do, make Pickens that one because Pickens can be a one. Dude is talented. Dude is very talented. Then you go get a Blazer as the two. So, you know what I'm saying? Stretch the field, really stretch the field. So, I mean, you got for the move. You got stuff in place. Then you got to tell Harris, be quiet. You and Warren are going to share these duties, and we're going to eat. That's what we're going to do. You know, so, it sucks because, you know, especially when you got an organization that's used to winning and things like that. So, you got to know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Especially with that kind of franchise that the Steelers are. Cowboys 40, Vikings 3. You know what? I had a conversation with LeBron and stuff like this after the game. And my whole thing is that, of course, I love the performance. I love what it did. I just hate that you didn't take care of business against Packers. Was it so much that you had that bye week and different stuff and you wasn't utilizing my man because the linebacker was hurt? It's all kind of stuff. But anyway, I digress. Hey, way to go in there and kick them right in their teeth. Let them know that, hey, Cousins ain't no change and you ain't going to put no chain on. You ain't going to do no videos. You the same Cousins that's 2-9 against the Cowboys or something crazy like that. You the same dude that is not that good. Shut down Jefferson. Contained what's his name? The running back. Contained his butt. I can't even think of his name.
Cook.
You did him. You know what I'm saying? You took care of that business. You used Pollard to a T. That's how you use Pollard. You used Ezekiel. You did all this kind of stuff. You still was passing. Dak ran a good show. Defense was sacking like it. You know, my whole thing is this. I always say this, and I mean this. Defense travels. If you have legitimate defense, it travels, right? You know, yeah, you have hiccups and stuff. Way to bounce back and let the people know who was saying, well, Dalvin Cook's going to run all crazy and woo-woo, cuz and all this. Where you at today?
Facts.
I ain't saying nothing today. Y'all talking about the Vikings a week. It wasn't weak when they beat the Bills last week. Y'all was saying the Vikings is the second best team in the NFC behind the Eagles. What you saying now? Got that 40-piece for them, though. Got that 40-piece at the crib. Got that 40-piece at the crib.
I want to say this, because I tell Big Bro, every week, off air, on air, it doesn't matter. When you let that boy Levin go, that boy Levin goes. He is special. He's special, dude. Like, he's a monster. Yeah. And I'm going to say it right now on the show today. That is the defensive player of the year.
I like one thing I do like, but he was talking about like the ass, you know, they was talking about the Packers and that performance going to the Vikings game and stuff. And he's like, you won't see that again. We won't ever give up a 14-point lead again. You know what I'm saying? And then right on the first series, a strip sack.
Absolutely.
Dude's like, not, yeah. He's special. He is beyond special. Like, and then about it is you got all these other young cats is doing what they do, man. And we said it on last week's show as far as without, you know, when you got pressure, that carries all the sins. You ain't got to have the best DB.
Everything.
You ain't got the best DBs back there when you got that pad. When the dude don't know, he got to jump around and see what's going on. So that's my kicker on that one. Way to go ahead and take care of business. And we'll see you Thursday, Giants.
Right.
Chiefs 30, Chargers 27. That was a good game. That was a good game.
Yeah, it most definitely was a good game. I mean, but they let the bookie man come back and get it. So
right,
you can't sit there and get a bad call because you want to hold the best tight end in the game. That's crazy to me. You want to hold him to give him another chance to come back to score. And that's what he did. I mean, Chargers, y'all had it, but y'all let the boogeyman get you.
Boogeyman got him, bro. Boogeyman got him. And the boogeyman beat me in a league. I was like, man, I didn't think we'd get three of them. I mean, really? I mean, goodness gracious, what was going on? Like, everybody else is hurt. Like, y'all didn't know that Kelsey? Like, come on, bro. That to me, that's just so ill about, like, you have to have even though James got beat on one play, whatever, like, he has to stay on Kelsey. Like, that's your dude. That's your assignment. Because he's athletic. It has to be an athletic, big, physical nut dude can run. Because, first of all, he does not do the route tree. He does whatever. He does street ball routes. You know what I'm saying? Like, if, open, turn around. Like, dude, like, he sees
right.
And oh boy, waits for him, anticipates. They practice, they let us know that stuff. But, dude, Herbert and them, man, you had a golden opportunity to go ahead and get back. Now it's a wrap, man. Now it's a wrap. And I'm going to say this. It's almost a wrap for the whole damn AFC over because, you know, somebody's got to knock them off.
And, you know, so sad thing, they're not.
That gets me because real quick, before we wrap up this NFL thing, right, you got the Rams coming in town. They're going to blow the Rams out.
Yep.
They go at the Bengals. That should be a good one. Will Jamar Chase be back on that one? That's in 2 weeks. Then you got the Broncos that blow them out. Then the Texans that blow them out. The Seahawks come in town. Geno and them probably be done by then. Then the Broncos. Only team that really has a legitimate chance to me to beat them is the Bengals.
Right. Yep.
So we're talking about they can run off a hell of a win streak, and they're gonna have that number one seed.
Absolutely.
And that sucks, bro. That the Bills, what they say, fumble the bag. That's what they did. They fumbled the bag.
They did.
For real. Because now, like you said, Boogeyman sitting there laughing at everybody. We're back again. Right now, 49ers, the 8-point favorite of the Cardinals. Did we get an update on that score before we leave?
Yep. The 49ers is up 14-10.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, well. That's nice. Nice work. 49ers should be blowing them out because I think Colt McCoy is the quarterback, so.
Yeah, he's quarterback. And you know the sad thing about it? Arizona believe in Colt McCoy that they do normal quarterback.
Mr. Kyler Murray.
Absolutely.
Mr. Murray. And that's
the one who wanna cuss everybody out and argue.
Is that the one that they paid? Is that the one they gave like $200-something million contract to?
Absolutely.
So we just handing contracts out to anybody, right?
Anybody.
Lord have mercy. That's what goes on. That's what we're doing. Hey, guys, thank you guys for watching tonight. I know we've been on forever. We want to take care of that business. Make sure you
join us
tomorrow. Taking care of business. Got another interview tomorrow. So, hey, it's feast week. So, we're going to go ahead and get you guys up.
What you said.
All kids and all that kind of stuff. Thank you for joining us. Hey, God bless.
Have a good one.
Good night.
Medicine. Yeah. Let's go.